And with that collective sigh, welcome to the Pinstripe Alley podcast. The podcast where it gets more painful to do almost every episode. Every week goes by, just a shame, disgraceful. So how's everyone? Waffles, how are you?
I am dandy.
Yes, I am Greg, your depressed yet somewhat enthusiastic host. I think I'm always enthusiastic. Anyway, with me as always is my fellow co-hosts, Tanya, Andrew, and Jason. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Maybe we'll just start out with some DBJ pickup lines and just
get it out of the way.
Cheer ourselves up. Did someone say he passed like 2,000 followers?
Yes.
All right, so there's our positive for this podcast.
Congratulations, DBJ.
We hate you.
At least you're collecting something. High amounts of something.
He's collecting phone numbers.
Yes. He's got the numbers of phone numbers.
What's his average? Like 238 or 0.238?
I don't know.
Or is that just the first digit of that girl's phone number?
We'll never know.
Anyway. So, Yankees are awful. Like, really bad.
Yeah.
Things are terrible.
They split a series with the Dodgers. They lost a series to the Padres. And they just got swept by the Chicago White Sox, who were just coming off a 10-game losing streak. And who I've had the pleasure of watching quite a bit this year, and let me tell you, they're bad. They're not good, the White Sox.
Wee.
I mean, I thought that they were the 1998 Yankees out there compared to what Yankees were throwing out there.
The Yankees were probably throwing out the 1990 Yankees.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a Yankee team this bad in a long time.
It's pretty atrocious. It's almost,
in a sick, twisted way, it's almost refreshing to know they can be that bad.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, thank God they're so bad. I was beginning to worry.
I was.
I thought they would be good forever, and we'd never have to worry about something like this.
Exactly. I'm glad you guys see it my way. That's why I hired you for this podcast.
Ah, that's how it worked.
Yes. But I guess, I mean, it's a shame, too. CeCe didn't pitch. For this year, he didn't pitch that badly on Wednesday's game. Kuroda pitched to Jim and couldn't score for him. Mo blew his, what is it, third? Yes, third blown
third
save of the year.
Yep.
Adam Warren shouldn't be fielding balls, and Jason Nix as a pinch runner should never be done again.
Insert GIF here.
That was a really valuable replacement at the end of the game. Get rid of A-Rod so Nix can come in and fall down.
I think my favorite gift for that was the that's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it plays out for them. As I said before, I really believe the game threads and GIFs are just making this season so much easier to deal with.
There are so many perfect ones for every situation.
Yes. Mainly mine.
All the alcohol gifts.
Yes. Drinking wine under a desk.
Yes.
So now we come home
crying.
And face, yeah, so now we come home and face the Tigers.
Perfect team.
Good times.
12-game winning streak for them.
Wee.
But, of course, this means that the Yankees will sweep them.
I must say, the sick thing is they might sweep them. That's not going to happen, but, you know, you can hope. But the real interesting thing is, I think, going to be the reaction on Friday to A-Rod coming back. That should be fascinating. I wrote a piece about that, how I, you know, nothing's really going to change because he got booed and cheered plenty of times by both. And, yeah, nothing's going to change there.
They booed him last year.
They might storm the field.
What was that, Jason? They're going to storm the field?
They could storm the field and, like, shove him into a cannon and shoot him into the scoreboard.
I would pay to see that.
I would also pay to see that.
Who pitches for us on Friday anyway?
Tomorrow is Nova.
Oh, it is Nova.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm looking forward to tomorrow's game.
Saturday, it's Nova versus Porcello. Saturday is Hughes versus Sanchez. And Sunday is Pettit versus Verlander.
Oh, well, that's a W.
In fairness, Verlander has not been very good this year.
No, but compared to Pettit, he's
been
inside.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to give some positive here. Leave me alone.
Andy needs the glue factory real bad.
The sad fact is, and I love Andy Pettit, if this were another team and his name were not Andy Pettit, he would have been DFA'd already.
Even if it was Andy Pettit's name and he was on another team, he would have been, like,
yeah,
kicked to the curb. Yankees, they'll love their veterans, so they're going to keep advertising and pretending that Andy Pettit's good and everyone's going to believe it.
I don't know if they're advertising that Pettit's good. They're not getting rid of him.
They're just like, we're not really replacing him with anyone, I guess. So, I guess they don't know what to do with him. I mean, just hope he works it out.
Pretty much been the motto of this year.
Send him to the minors.
2013 Yankees. Let's hope they work this out.
Well, he had two decent starts where he went 6, gave up 2 against Texas, and then went 7 and gave up 2 against the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's true.
But then 2.2 and gave up 7 against the White Sox.
Yep.
Yeah. Mercy.
Mercy. That's
and like,
rough.
And you can blame his start for one of the reasons why Girardi left Warren in there for so long, because everyone had been worked to death because they had to fill in for Hughes and Pettit, and then they were going to have to like fill in for a, however many extra inning game, and Girardi was like, nope, we're just going to have Warren pitch forever until he loses the game.
Yay.
And boy, did he lose that game.
And that was like the death of the season. Like that right there.
Yeah, I said, I'm one of the more optimistic fans, and even that one pretty much just like, all right, I think I'm done for this year.
That was brutal.
Over the last 30 days, Andy has a 5.86 ERA, has given up 18 runs in 27.2 innings. Opponents are batting .342 against him.
Like a pro.
And
like a boss.
He has a 1.63 whip. It's a month, but it's a month.
It's a month.
It's not a good month.
3.42 average against. Whew. That's bad.
That's the batting title right there.
Yeah. No
opponents
kidding.
Opponents are hitting the batting title off.
Go, Andy.
Get it.
Yeah. You think he retires after this year?
Please.
I think
you'd have to think so.
There's
no
way.
I don't think he wants to be bad.
I hope not. But then, like, let's say he does. Like, I'm going to give it one more try. Cashman going to say, like, yeah, totally, Andy? Or is he going to be like, nah, no thanks? And then
we all know the answer to that question.
Yeah. I mean,
let's just not say it because it's depressing.
Not necessarily. I mean, they didn't give Bernie Williams the last
pitchers?
Chance.
I know,
Posada,
like, seriously,
to come
do we
back.
Have enough pitchers?
Hmm? That's true.
We don't
they
have
did.
Enough pitchers to be picky like that. Like, there's no one beating down the door for a spot.
Everyone is beating down the door compared to Pettit.
Well, I know that, and you know that, but they probably don't see it that way.
Well,
jerks.
Adam Warren.
I mean, hopefully Pineda is ready.
After he gets off the DL.
Maybe Kuroda comes back.
I think they'll re-sign Kuroda.
But what if he doesn't want to pitch?
He does.
Doesn't matter.
Try to talk to him.
Yeah, I got it covered.
You know Japanese?
Yes.
Actually, Hiroki, we don't remember asking you. So, yeah.
So we're just going to do
see you in Tampa.
So if you could just sign right here, we'll be on our way.
Sign, or we will make you sign.
There we go.
And then they roll out the humbler.
Pitch for us.
That will obviously be the way it goes down.
I think so.
I think it'll work out for all parties involved.
Yep, including
besides,
humbler.
besides Kuroda, I mean, I guess one thing we should talk about is how to exact. I mean, we all know the bind the Yankees are in for both this year and potentially next year. So how do they fix this?
I don't know if they do.
It's going to be hard, especially if they're really sticking to the austerity plan.
Yep.
But think about this. As, you know, very little options as they have right now for the rotation for next year, imagine if CC Sabathia is this bad next year. On top of
I'd all. Rather not, if it's okay
but
with
like,
you.
But, like, imagine, like, we'd have, what would it be? Nova, CC, Pineda, maybe David Phelps if he doesn't have Tommy John surgery, which I'm thinking it's going to happen. And, like, Warren? Like, that's a terrible rotation.
Well, Kuroda, if he comes back.
I'm saying if they don't sign Kuroda, and then, what, do they all have CC, and he's terrible. Like, they need Kuroda to legitimize their rotation in some capacity.
They also need CC to not do what he's done the last 2 months.
I think CC can turn it around. I mean, if his whatever's not there, he just has to work on his mechanics. Got a few good pitchers have had to do that. I think it's just really glaring this year because, one, the offense is just unbelievably bad. And two, like, I mean, if you look at yesterday, by all accounts, he should have won yesterday, but we can't score for him. And he had, unfortunately, the rare blown Mo save.
I mean, I think that it would probably stand out any year when your ace is
the
worst pitcher on the team.
The worst
That's
pitcher.
That's true. But, I mean, the other thing you have to, it's not just the rotation. What about the offense?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's kind of weird to think about. Like, what if Cano doesn't want to come back because he doesn't see the team winning anytime soon? It'd be hard to blame him.
Oof.
I mean, he's looking at, you know, what if Granderson leaves? A-Rod will probably be suspended. What kind of, I mean, I guess he would have Teixeira, and that would be his protection in the lineup?
That would be it.
That would be it.
It would be this year all over again.
Vernon Wells and Alfonso Soriano?
Like,
yay.
I know that there's a thing about, like, yeah, being a lifer Yankee, but, like, does he want to be a lifer Yankee at this point?
I think he does, but it's still going to cost,
probably.
You know? He's not going to be one for cheap.
It's probably going to cost extra because they're terrible.
That's what I was saying. It's definitely not going to come cheap if we're signing him to a, you know, to this type of team, but
it does help that Pedroia and Chase Utley have signed, like, kind of reasonable second base contract extensions. I mean, Cano's younger than them, but at least it sort of, like, sets the comparison market a little bit lower than I think we might have expected. He's still probably going to get paid through the roof, but it's something to consider.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to help as much as we think it is.
I mean, I think it'll set up a baseline just to see how the value works out, but I think that, you know, Cano will get a better contract, like a bigger contract than either of them. I mean, you know, Chase Utley is like an injury away from like retirement, basically. He's like so beat up.
Well, Pedroia is younger.
Pedroia's younger than Cano?
Yeah, he's 29.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What? He's that young?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell with the
Beard.
Scraggly grit.
Yeah, he was Rookie of the Year in 2007.
God.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Well, anyway, the extension, I would say it's a little team friendly, you know, because I'm pretty sure that was kind of like a not necessarily low for him, just like how many years was it? Seven. Like, I think he could have gotten that on the open market.
Easily. Definitely.
The problem is, though, that, like, you know, Pedroia has such a huge home-away platoon, whereas Cano doesn't really. So I think that might play into it.
Well, Cano doesn't play in the Hall of Eternal Doubles, so.
Exactly. And then, like, Utley's contract was very team friendly. It's got like three option years or something, team option years. Basically, it's basically like if you stay on the field, we'll pay you.
Well, I think that has to do with being, you know, it's like the hometown hero discount, as it were, because they know they're beloved in their respective cities. Like people, yeah. Like if I was a Phillies fan, I'd go to watch Chase Utley play because, you know, he's who you grew up with, you know. And I think I'm hoping that works out with Cano. I just don't think it is, just because
no. He'll get a. I think Pedroia is like a nice ballpark, but it's still gonna be more.
Yeah.
If that's the baseline, then that's.
Yeah. Exactly. If it's like 150 over 7 or 8 years, cool. Do it.
No, that's a steal.
I would sign that tomorrow.
You would.
Yeah.
Not today.
But I don't think Cano will.
Well, they're not. Unfortunately, they're not doing extensions, which. You know, before you could see that might not want to do that because they're in the playoff hunt, but with the way the team is now, I say they, you know, not that they're going to, but it'd be nice if they focused their efforts on just re-signing him, give a glimmer of hope for the future.
Please.
It would be nice to not go into the offseason thinking, like,
it's a possibility.
We might lose our only offense, yay.
All the team is done.
Yeah. So, I think yeah. It would be nice, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
It would be the smart thing to do, you know, it might save them some money, some time, and it'll allow them to focus on other things right away. I mean, there have been times where it's like, you know, in the offseason, Cashman was like, oh, we were focusing on pitching, and then we lost out on Russell Martin. Like, whatever, you know, the backstory of that was, but whatever. But, like, it just, get it out of the way. You know, you need to figure out what's happening with Cano before you can really do anything else. You need to know how much money you're going to have and, you know, what positions you're going to need filled. If Cano walks, you're going to
that's gonna be huge.
You're going to have to find a second baseman, and it's like, if he walks, there's no point in, like, going big on anybody else because it's like, you don't have a team.
Yeah, no. That's why I think he's getting what he wants, because the Yankees know this. If Cano walks, they've got no one to replace him, both in the minors and the free agent market.
Mark Teixeira would be their, like, hitter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Singular.
Hitter.
Their hitter. Even if, you know, and just Derek Jeter, you know, is he going to be able to, like, actually, like, be alive at some point?
No, he's done. No, I'm just kidding.
He's done. That's it. Put him to sleep. But, like, you know, you can't, like, say, like, oh, well, we have Jeter. Like, Jeter is not really a known quantity right now. We don't know what he can do.
We love Jeter, but, you know, he's old. It's like,
he's fragile.
No one can deny this fact.
I'm very afraid that he is, like, he's not going to be able to stay on the field. I mean, maybe it's just, like, freak thing after freak thing this year, and it'll be better next year. I don't know.
Listen, I'm willing to give him a year of, like, an off season of recovery to see. Because, you know, things do happen, so maybe some downtime, not that he, you know, just be, you know, without the rehabbing and stuff, I think the offseason will hopefully be good for Jeter. But again, he's still old, so you have to keep that in consideration. He's not getting younger.
And, like, what, are you going to make him the DH? I mean...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said in one thing. You can't... He has to play shortstop, otherwise there's no real place for him on the team.
Well, the problem was that everyone kind of downplayed the whole injury he suffered in the first place, and it was like, well, he's Jeter, he's just going to be playing, so it's going to be fine. But, like, that's a serious injury. Like, I think, I'm pretty sure, I remember Stephen Drew had a similar injury to his ankle, and he was out for, like, a year and a half or something like that. And, like, that's what basically it led for him to be, like, kind of hated by the Diamondbacks and gotten rid of. So, like, it wasn't just some injury that was going to be, like, you know, oh, he'll be back ready for opening day, and, like, they rushed him. I firmly believe they rushed him. Hurt his ankle again, and, you know, we have all this stuff. Now we see that, you know, Jeter's an old guy, which apparently everyone was ignoring beforehand.
I don't know if they rushed him, because this is a different injury. I mean... He got, you know, his ankle healed.
I'm saying and, in the spring when he hurt himself. I think they rushed him. Back in the day. This is not relevant anymore.
No.
Yeah. But I mean, if he's unable to run at 100%, and obviously he is, I feel like sometimes you can kind of overcompensate for that and end up hurting something else, which may be the case with all these muscle strains, because you kind of have to, you know, run differently when you're not running all out. It's like when a pitcher is hurt and he, like, starts throwing strangely to compensate for the pain and ends up, like, tearing something.
Yeah.
It could be something like that.
Yeah, the calf injury, I think, is definitely probably a byproduct of, like, this kind of abbreviated running that he had to be doing that wasn't really anything, really. And especially when he was out in the field at shortstop and diving, and it just didn't look good at all. And very easy to see how he could, like, hurt himself like that. And who even knows, like, when what he'll be like when he comes back from this calf injury. I mean, is he going to hurt something else?
Yeah.
Or next year, you know, is he going to hurt something next year?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think they should just find another shortstop and, like...
It's easier said than done.
I know it is, but...
They can't go to the shortstop tree.
They could. Steven Drew is a free agent. It had already been announced that they tried to get Steven Drew, but they wanted him to play third base, and he was like, nah. So... if next year they can get him to play shortstop and keep Jeter at DH, or, you know, part-time him or whatever the hell they want to do. That's... like, I think, or, you know, Johnny Peralta. Let's get that guy in here.
Well, for one, that's the thing. Jeter's not being part-time at all. Unless he's injured, he's going to want to play, and he will be played because they're paying him a lot of money to play.
He could DH.
You really think he's going
to do
that?
He's not a DH, though.
I don't care what he wants to do. He's a player on the team. He's not, like...
yeah, but it's not going to happen. He's not a DH.
I know it's literally not going to happen.
Well, I don't know if we necessarily know that, though. I mean, we said that Jorge Posada would never be just a DH either, and they eventually moved him off catcher.
Yeah, but then he cried about it the entire
time. No, Jeter can cry about it the entire time. I mean...
but that's going from catcher to DH. That's normal. And Posada was a power hitter. Jeter's not a power hitter. He's a single doubles hitter.
Well,
yeah, but
I don't want that as DH.
I don't think he'd really be a terrible DH. I think the problem would be is that, like, if he's DHing, you could have found a power hitter to put in DH. I don't think him in a bubble would be a bad DH. You know, it'll just, you know, I don't know.
No, I mean, you want someone with a bat for DH. I mean, Jeter's a great hitter, but he's a great singles doubles hitter, and you're not getting anyone with power to replace him at shortstop. So, you're gonna have two singles, or who knows who they're getting at shortstop.
Well, you're gonna
get a defensive shortstop maybe, but
sure. But like, the trade-off is that, you know, if you have someone else playing shortstop and you have Jeter at DH, is a better chance that he stays healthy and can produce all season long, as opposed to, you know, you're getting some production out of shortstop, but then he breaks down, and then you're stuck with Nunez or Jason Nix at shortstop. I don't know.
I think there's just, like, a 0% chance of that happening.
So. No, it's no chance. No chance. If Jeter's healthy or resembles healthitude. He's going to play shortstop.
So he's
going
to, like, die a shortstop.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what's going to happen. He's going to play at shortstop or not play at all. And he still wants to play, so the Yankees are going to put him at shortstop.
Well, then, if he's going to keep getting hurt, maybe he shouldn't play.
But that's not going to happen either.
I know. But I'm saying, it's like, oh, I want to play. I want to be shortstop because I'm a shortstop. It's like, well, dude, stay healthy.
Well, I mean, he's not going to play forever, though. I mean, we could keep saying that. It's not going to happen, like, year after year, but, like... if this turns out to be a thing and it's still going on next year, I mean, I don't know why he'd want to come back after 2014.
Oh, because he's going to get this. I mean, not saying Jeter is arrogant or egotistical or anything, but he's going to get the same send-off as Chipper Jones, at least Chipper Jones, or maybe under Mariano is getting, because he's Derek Jeter. He's going to get that same, you know, welcome to the stadium, we're going to show a highlight reel of everything you did, type of send-off. because he's a guaranteed Hall of Famer. Like, it's not even a question. So he'll come back, and even if he does do that in a limited DH role, playing shortstop occasionally thing, he's still going to get that send-off. He's not just going to retire out of the blue, like, just say after this year, you know what,
done. You know what, I'm done.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, the reason I don't think it's going to happen is because they would have to go into next season, like, knowing that that's the case, and I don't think that they will do that to him. I don't think they will go into next season saying, like, okay, you're not going to be the regular shortstop, so we went out and got another one. Thanks. Like, cry. I don't think they're going to do that.
No.
He'd cry.
I think that if that happened and, like, he signed, like, a one-year deal after his deal runs out next year or whatever, then maybe, but I don't think they're going to go into 2014 saying, like, hey, Jeets, we understand that you are kind of attached to that, but this guy's going to stand there a lot.
I mean, I think there's a chance. I mean, I don't think they want to go into it with the same backup plan of, like, oh, we'll just try Nunez, except Nunez has been pretty horrible this year, and he got hurt too. So it might be some kind of thing where maybe they get another shortstop to play, like, part-time that's better than Nunez or something like that.
Please get another shortstop. Because, like, the thing is, like, I don't want Jeter to come back, be like, I'm going to play, and then he's going to get hurt again, and we're going to be stuck with Nunez.
Okay, but realistically, they have to have a third baseman. They might have to have a second baseman. Ooh. God knows they need a catcher.
Yeah.
Like, can they really do this 189 thing and get a shortstop when they have one that's making as much as Jeter's making? Yeah. I don't know.
At this point, the outfield are pretty much the only guaranteed spots because they're not getting rid of Gore. I don't even know about first because Tex is coming off a wrist injury.
Well, yeah, but
I mean, who knows? He's not going to go anywhere, though. Like,
oh, no, he's not going anywhere, but I'm saying, like, he's coming off a wrist injury. So those are tricky. Who knows if Tex will ever be the same again?
Well, those injuries will, like, the problem was that it wasn't really giving enough time to heal. But, like, Jose Bautista got the surgery and then he came back this year and he's fine. So that's I think Tex will be able to come back from that injury. I think it was just the problem was that he was coming back from it too soon and not going for the surgery when he probably should have just done a long time ago. But
and even if he's not the same, like, they're not going to get a new regular first baseman. So
yeah. No. But so yeah. So going by that, outfield and first base are pretty much our only solid spots. Cano, even though I don't think he's going to, might walk. Who knows if Jeter's going to be fully healthy to play shortstop. And again, they're not going out and getting another one. They'll either stick with Nunez or they'll have Jeter play every so often. Or if they're getting a shortstop, they will not come anywhere close to the production of Jeter. They'll just get someone who's hopefully defensively better than, you know, the other, I don't even know how many shortstops we've had this year, 7?
Yeah, that's probably more realistic, I think.
Yeah, A-Rod's pretty much most likely getting suspended.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be for the entire year, but, you know, he's going to be gone a while, and you have to account for that. And catcher, I mean, it's painfully obvious at this point that Chris Stewart is not an everyday catcher, so.
Oh. And, I mean, maybe J.R. Murphy's ready, but.
Yeah, and he's your, at this, and that's what I was about to bring up. We're at a point now within the season where you have very little to lose, and I'm not saying they can't make it because anything is possible in this sport. To quote a wise man, you can't predict baseball, Susan. But, okay, wise was stretching it. But the point is, at this point, start bringing people up. You know, play David Adams at... Wait, who is playing third for us now?
A-Rod.
Right, he's back. He's not
going anywhere. Remember
that guy? That punk.
Yeah. It's been that kind of year where I forget that we've just fluctuated so much. But, yeah, I mean, call up Dellin Betances, see what he can do in the bullpen because, you know, you're not getting anything new from Java that you haven't gotten already. Call up Murphy, see what the hell he can do at catcher. And, you know, if you're going to prepare.
Yeah, I mean, they need to see what they have in Murphy to know, you know, can we go with him next year as an idea? Or do we need to, you know, have him be an option but not the option? Like, they need to know that, and
I mean, I'm at the point where Stewart brings nothing to the table in terms of, you know, the present or future. So dump him. Play, yeah. have a Murphy-Romine thing. See what the hell they can do. You're not gaining or losing anything by having Stewart there. And if you lose, you're not, you know, there was little hope to begin with. Just a fool's hope.
I don't think they'll go with Romine and Murphy.
No, they're not.
Together next year, but
they're keeping Stewart up here this year. But no, I mean, you have to see what these people can do at this point. There's no reason not to.
I'm hoping that in September, they'll probably bring Murphy up as their third catcher for September call-ups, and hopefully they'll give him at least some starts and not relegate him to like Cervelli last September, where he played in like one game.
I don't trust them to play him regularly enough to make a real decision about what they need to do for next year.
Absolutely.
That's why I say you bring him up now.
That's what I'm saying. They should.
You still got the entire month of August and all of September.
Oh, and play him. For the love of God, play him.
But I'm just going to say, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. No, it's not.
Like, this is the Yankees. The Yankees don't evaluate. They just determine whether you're good enough or not, and then they make a decision. They don't evaluate. They don't see who is good and to what degree and who could possibly fill a role. They want some guy that's going to be the guy. Otherwise, they're going to find some other the guy.
I mean, you look at what's happening with Romine. No, Romine is probably not that good of a catcher. He's probably going to be a career backup, if that. But they've played him more often, and he has been hitting a little better. And even if it's just a shred, you still have to see what he can do.
We know what Stewart can do.
Yeah, we know what Stewart can do.
And it's not good.
There's no mystery involved anymore. He's bad.
But the problem is, at what point do they continue to have this, you know, pretend idea that they're competing just to keep up appearances? They're going to play Stewart. They're going to kind of play Romine sometimes. They're going to play Java. You know, all these people that, like, have no future with the team, they're going to play them to make it look like they're competing, and they're not.
Well, I don't know if it's even playing them to make it look like they're competing, but, like, Java's not their problem after this year. So his arm falls off, like, what do they care?
I mean, you have to keep playing Hughes because Pineda's not ready yet, and there's really no one to call up at this point.
No,
so,
there's not.
And, you know, we're not getting anything of value for Hughes anyway. So at this point, you know, keep playing him. You know, what? It's not really harming us that much because most likely he's not going to be a Yankee next
year.
Someone
has to take the ball. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if Pineda and Phillips were both healthy and, you know, ready, I would say, you know, maybe do something with Hughes, but both of them are currently shut down, so.
Yeah, exactly. There's, you know,
unless you want to see Brett Marshall.
At this point, why the hell not?
Yeah, the thing is, like, if you're losing, what's the point of having a pitcher who can't win? I mean, like, you know,
But nobody can win on this team except Kuroda and Nova.
Exactly. So, like, if they, let's say they want to give Brett Marshall a shot. What's the risk? I mean, they just lose more?
I mean, I guess the risk is that he's really not ready for the next level. And
sure, he probably isn't.
At this point, I think we're at the point now where it should be pretty much August call-ups.
Yeah.
Why wait till September? And you know what? Some of them, you know, you always go for that lightning in the bottle. Some of them might just provide that youthful spark or whatever you want to call it, intangibles, pinstripe pride, Book of
Melky
Mormon,
Mesa.
I don't know.
Melky,
you know,
Mesa was crazy.
Well, yeah.
For like a week.
And that's what you do. And maybe that, if you're trying for the playoffs, as foolish as it might be a notion at this point, that's what's probably going to get you there more than keeping Chris Stewart in the lineup.
I mean, I'd rather lose and see, like, guys like J.R. Murphy than lose and see Chris Stewart flailing around.
Or Jason Nix,
falling on his
baseball.
Ass.
Yeah.
As a pinch runner, yeah, I'm just...
You excuse those from, like, you know, minors, not your backups or not your everyday starting catcher. You know, that's the bottom line at this point. That's why I hate college baseball.
Well, the thing that I've heard this from somewhere, I don't remember, but, like, you know, the thing about the Yankees is they
continually year after year compile this like really great depth in their roster, and they never use it.
Yeah.
Like they have all these like, you know, promising prospects or, you know, good role players that are stashed in the minors, and they never use them.
Dan Johnson. Like, he's hitting really well. Like, why not see what he can do?
I mean, he's shown that he could be at least a, you know, livable, warm body. So, like, why not take a chance?
Well, what do we have to lose?
Well, what's he going to do, though? I mean, he's not, like, part of the future or anything.
No.
And, you know, you kind of have a first baseman in Mark Teixeira next year, so. He doesn't really have a position.
I mean, you could see if he could be a bench player at the major league level next year.
Yeah. A Lyle Overbay backup, as sad as that sounds.
They do need role players. I mean, you know, they can't have, you know, starters and then crap guys who can't even be in the majors.
Because who's your backup first baseman next year?
Nobody.
Vernon Wells.
They might just bring Overbay back.
Oh, I think they will.
I mean, probably because he's been.
He was about to retire, like.
Well, yeah, but maybe like he'll feel like, yeah, this season I'm rejuvenated. Sign me up again, and maybe they will. I don't know. Or maybe he'll move on because he realizes that he won't start because Teixeira will be there.
He'll probably get a really good deal from like somebody else that doesn't have a first baseman, and then he'll be terrible.
That's true. That's probably gonna happen with the Marlins.
You know, I'm saying that, you know, they don't need to rebuild as much as they do, just need to work with what they have. You know, it's basically like building, but not using all of the tools in your shed.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know, it's pretty deep, huh?
Very metaphoric.
Thank you. I don't even want to talk about A-Rod at this point. I mean, I don't think there's anything more to be said. He's back.
He's the least of our problems.
Yeah, he's back. He's not a distraction. What's distracting us more now is the fact that this team is really bad with or without him.
Oh, yeah. The problem is that now the Yankees are going to have to find someone to play third base, and the free agent class is highlighted by Mark Reynolds and Michael Young. And that is it.
Well, that's depressing.
Mark Reynolds is the youngest third baseman on the market in 2014.
Hard. 30. Nice.
Yeah. That's what we're going to be playing with.
Jason,
Juan Uribe. Brandon Inge.
Bring back Kevin Youkilis.
Kevin Youkilis.
Sweet.
Jerry
Jesus.
Harrison Jr.
That'd be the ultimate troll move.
Eric Chavez could come back.
He's probably retired.
Gil.
Yeah, it's like, It's bad. It's bad. The Yankees are going to have to make a trade if they want to. I honestly don't even know what they're going to do. If they don't sign Michael Young, I don't know what they do.
Moose Dallaire.
That's not happening.
No, but I like him and his little Cuban fire hydrant self more than I do anything that you just listed.
Yeah, well. All right, but
Michael Young, my God.
Michael Young is going to be a Yankee. I've been saying this since forever, but he's going to be a Yankee if it takes
Whoa.
A year.
Yes, boo that man. Boo him. Boo.
And then you'll all be like, oh, man, Face, you're so good.
No, I think you're getting canoned if that happens.
Oh.
Or fired. Just
wait
outright
and see.
Fired.
Would you rather have David Adams playing
yes,
first base for
actually,
the entire
I would.
Season?
I would honestly rather have David Adams.
At least David Adams isn't going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I'm not getting enough playing time.
And again, Michael Young is again a part of the problem. It's not seeing what you have with what you have.
Sure. I'm just saying that like the trade-off between evaluating and competing. There's going to be some give and take. So it's like, you know, do you want to get Michael Young and have a known quantity, I guess? I don't know.
A known sucky quantity?
Exactly. Or, you know, David Adams, who's been, like, terrible.
Yes, he's been terrible offensively, but Michael Young is terrible defensively.
True.
And I don't think Michael Young's offense makes up for his crappy defense.
I don't think so either.
That's my problem with Michael Young. if you're going to play, you know, if you're not going to score many runs, like the Yankees clearly are not, with or without Michael Young, you go for better defensive options. And David Adams at least provides that, and you hope that he can hit better. It's the same for me.
He's got to hit better. There's no way he can hit worse.
It's the same thing with J.R. Murphy over Chris Stewart, or even Romine over Chris Stewart at this point. Yeah, Romine's, you know, not that much better, both offensively and defensively, but he can't. It's like, it's pretty hard to be worse than Chris Stewart is for us right now.
Exactly.
Maybe Kodjo comes back and isn't terrible defensively and can play third base.
You're stretching there, Waffles.
I know.
I know you're Kodjo love, but you are stretching.
I know.
Like, maybe next year, like, Mastelier can find a place on the roster, but I don't think they're going to give him the starting job.
No.
I don't know who they give the starting job. They could have to, you know, go with a platoon. I don't really know.
I hate platoons.
Just that, like, you know, what do they do? I just don't know.
What do they do?
If they're going to stick to 189, they don't do anything. Because there's no way.
And I think if they stick to 189, I think really depends on the A-Rod situation. On if he gets suspended and we don't have to pay him. Then I think they stick with it. If they do have to pay them, I don't think they stick with it.
Yeah.
I think they will just bite the bullet. Because, again, like, the one thing there, like, a lot of people aren't thinking of, A-Rod draws in fans. You know, like him or hate him, he still brings people to the game. And they're going to miss that next year. If and when he's suspended. So, I like David Adams, but David Adams nor Michael Young are bringing in the type of revenue that A-Rod is. So, they're going to have to sign someone to replace that.
Or trade. Make a trade.
Or trade. Yeah, who knows? I'll take Jose Fernandez off the Marlins' hands.
To play third base?
Sure.
All right.
Actually, I think I'd rather have him pitch.
Oh, sure? That's bold.
Bold, yes. I'm you know, thinking outside the box now.
We need that.
You know, I am having fun talking about this, though. As sad as it is.
Well, that's good. It's all about having fun.
Well, it's baseball. I mean, it's interesting to think about the future at times.
The future. Well, you know,
future.
The thing is, though, you know, everyone has been talking about, like, you know, this is when the Yankees start being terrible. This is when the Yankees fall out of contention. This is when they break down. Like, and, you know, people have always been wrong. Like, I have a hard time thinking that this is not that time. That this is finally, you know, we're seeing, like, this magical run the Yankees have been on is kind of ending. Maybe not this year, but it's coming up.
Here's the thing. I think what we are seeing, like, right now is what almost every other team in the majors has to do with when they are plagued with injuries like the Yankees are. Like, plagued. Other teams are out of it. Like, if other teams had the type of, like, horrific injuries the Yankees have had this year, they're out of contention in about May or June. The Yankees, sadly, and maybe it's just a giant cock tease, have still been in contention, and only now are we finally seeing, you know, that they're pretty much, if they make it, it will be the most magical comeback outside of Disney. And that's just the way it is. But it's possible. Like you said, the run had to end sometime.
Exactly. It wasn't going to just keep going, you know. Like, it's just that, you know, I obviously, you know, most of this is because of injury, but, you know, some of that injury has lasting effect. You know,
and it's not just injury. It's like freak things. Who expected Sabathia to be this bad? Exactly. If Sabathia is his normal self, we are probably, like, much more in contention than we are right now, even with our crappy offense. If
Granderson's hands don't get shattered by pitches, like, his arm got broken in spring training, and then, like, five games after he came back in May, he broke his hand. I mean,
yeah, if DeShera's wrist does not get injured in the WBC, who knows how we're doing this year? We still probably are in contention. So, I mean, it's hard. It's just a bunch of unknowns. It's unknown what would have happened this year, and it's unknown what's going to happen next year. We're just really in a position of ultimate, like, unknowingism.
Oh.
But yeah, sorry, I'm making up words.
The problem is, though, that these injuries, like, just don't go away over 1 year. It's not like, you know, Mark Teixeira, you know, broke his leg, and, you know, all he has to do is just let it heal, and he'd be fine. You know, his wrist, you know, he got a torn wrist. You know, that could plague him. You know, he might not be, you know, injury-prone, but, you know, he could lose some of his power. Who knows? We don't know. You know, Sabathia, we don't know what's going on with him.
We're just in a state of perpetual just not knowing. And this is why I say you start bringing up the J.R. Murphys and the Dellin Betanceses and stuff and the DBJs, because we need someone to make fun of. But
do it.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you've got nothing to lose by trying.
Yeah. DBJ for third base, 2014.
Hey.
Dear Lord.
Eric DeGuilo. Bring up Jagilo.
DBJ. Is that it for important topics?
I think so.
Was any of that really important?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're at the point now where that is the prime discussion, what the Yankees' future are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, the A-Rod stuff, we won't know until, you know, whatever happens with that. Nothing new is being talked about.
This
there.
Is the stuff you talk about in November, and we're talking about it in August.
Well, that's the life of teams that are out of contention.
Yep. Yeah, this is what normal teams other than...
Oh my god, I'm having, like, an identity crisis right now.
Yeah.
Am I?
Alright. Tweet bag?
Tweet bag.
Tweet. Bagging it.
Okay, tweet bag. If you were forced to have a statue of yourself made, to which animal would you attach your torso and why?
What?
If we could do Pokemon, I'd have a Cyndaquil. Cyndaquil's awesome. It's like the best.
A small statue.
So if I had to have an animal attached to my statue?
No. You have your torso attached to an animal's body, like a centaur.
Technically, I should do a centaur because I am a Sagittarius. And we are the centaur, you know, zodiac. No, I'd probably go, like a storm eagle type thing. You know, I'd have, you know, like a griffinish thing. I don't know.
What?
I just want to fly, damn it. I want wings.
Just want to fly.
I'm going with eagle wings on my back. That's my answer.
All right.
Anyone else?
I got nothing.
You have to have something.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything.
We didn't sign up for not having answers.
Well, I'm an Aquarius, so I can't really have...
So mermaid tail, got it.
Yeah, no, no.
He's a merman.
Am I? Yes. Thought it was a guy with, like, a giant pot, like, raining water over everybody.
We're just sticking with mermen anyway.
Oh. Well, all right.
Waffles?
I guess I'll be a merman.
Mermaid?
No.
Ariel, perhaps?
I'm far from ginger. I think I would attach myself to... This is difficult. This needed more planning.
A giraffe so you could be tall?
This is a very long...
Knee slap. I would attach myself to a penguin's body.
There you go. Waffles waddling.
That's, oh my god, it's terrifying.
No, it's an adorable image. Just her, like, waddling along like ice and then sliding on her body like, whee!
But, like, does her head, like, you know, does it fit the scale or is it, like...
It's not important.
It's my torso on a penguin.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not just your head. Okay.
Yes. Everything. Arms, chests.
Gotcha. All right, stomach. Yeah. No, that sounds...
Adorable.
You know, adorable, yeah.
Andrew, your choice?
How about a cheetah?
There you go.
Ooh. That's boring.
It's the cheetah's legs, right? Not mine? Because that'd be pretty useless.
That's why I agree with it.
I would like just, the cheetah's head, please.
The cheetah's head
no,
on
he gets,
me.
He gets his normal arms and cheetah legs. You know, the cheetah's like, he'd pretty much trip over himself all the time, just trying to run.
I got the dog
shit. The legs, the arms could not keep up with the cheetah legs.
You'd be useless.
All right, next question.
Next question. Is it time to start protecting our relievers? I think Claiborne and Kelly have a future with the team, but I worry they're getting overused. Is it time to send one or both of them down to, and call up Betances and Rondon? Should Jabba get more outings?
I don't think you have to send them down because you've seen what you can do against major league pitching. You keep them up and you just get rid of Jabba.
Yeah, just fire Jabba.
You call Betances up and get rid of Jabba.
Should Jabba get more playing time? No, if you could less. No,
you should be TFA'd.
Yeah, there's no point in keeping him. I mean, if we're just going to get rid of him at the end of the season, just get rid of him now.
Listen, Jabba's a player I wish well. I hope he does well on another team, but we have no use for him.
Nope. Yeah, call Betances.
Call Betances.
Rondon, I'm a bit more skeptical about. I think I want to see him do well at AAA first, but...
He's been doing great in AAA, actually.
He's in AA.
Well, no, AA. He's in AA.
Yeah, I'm honest.
He was in AAA for a game, I think.
What a game it was.
It was quite the game to remember.
What do you think, Waffles? Answer us.
I think Betances should be called up. I don't want to see any more of Jabba, win or lose. But I agree that Rondon probably needs to see AAA.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Should the Yankees trade away CC Sabathia?
No.
That's not going to happen.
Well, even if it's not going to happen, you don't do it.
Well, it can't happen because, you know, no one's going to trade for Sabathia because they don't know what they're getting. That's the whole thing. Like, people say, like, oh, well, you know, last year he was an ace. Like, he could be an ace again. It's like, yeah, but teams don't know that. Don't know what is going on with him. Don't really know, you know, if he can get back from that. So why are they going to trade for that?
It's not like teams have had a blindfold on for the entire 2013 season and just think that he's the CC from last year. I mean, they've seen him struggle just as much as the Yankees have. So it'd be really low buy, really.
Well, get DMGM on the phone. Get some pitching.
You know where Will Myers is?
It can happen. No, it can't.
Should the Yankees target Garza in the offseason?
No.
He's no.
Man, it's crazy. I don't want him tweeting at our podcast.
I would say sure. It'd be different. I think, like, what we just talked about, like, you know, we don't really have that much of a rotation. And, you know, say Kuroda decides to retire, we're going to need somebody to bring in to be a legitimate player.
If Kuroda comes back, I say no. If Kuroda retires, I say yes.
Fair enough.
I just think he's going to command something that's going to be a huge deal, far more than he's worth.
Well, so will everyone else. It's a free agent.
Well, yeah, but Garza is, like, the highest price
because he
pitcher.
Loves us.
Who is most to blame for the way the 2013 season has gone?
A-Rod. Ask that question.
Oh?
Yes. I don't know who it is. Blame him.
A-Rod,
definitely.
Yeah.
The humbler.
There's really no one to blame. I mean, to blame Cashman is unfair because, you know, he patched together a team after a huge injury-filled offseason. The only thing I will blame Cashman for, and it's not that I wanted Russell Martin back at all, and I still don't, but you had to have had a better plan than Cervelli and Stewart. Other than that, I don't blame Cashman for that much.
I'd blame him for Euclid. I mean...
Yeah, Euclid was a really dumb move.
Not that Euclid was really a bad move, just the amount of money they wasted on him.
I mean, you're replacing an old and injured player with an old and injured player.
Yeah.
That's kind of dumb.
I guess at the same time, though, who would they have gotten? I mean, Mark Reynolds is another name that was talked about, and he's already been cut, so...
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that there were great options. I just don't think that Euclid was some sound strategy.
Well, I mean, what was the point of giving him so much money? If, you know, they gave him a couple million dollars, didn't pan out, oh well, we tried. You know, they gave him a $12 million contract.
Oh, yeah, but it was for like, 1 year. It was for 1 year, and for the Yankees, this money is not really an object in 2013.
Sure, I suppose.
That's my attitude. Like, Euclid was a gamble, and
I would rather have had them pay one year and $13 million or whatever on Euclid than do 2 years and less.
I don't think the Euclid deal was as bad as the Vernon Wells one was, honestly.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, that was.
Vernon Wells was like desperation and stupid.
Yeah.
But cheaper.
Just more depressing.
It's more depressing, and he'll be here next year.
Well, they might cut him.
They could cut him.
They could cut him, but will they cut him?
Probably not. I'm just saying they could do a lot of things.
They could do a lot of things. They could do a lot of things, but will
he and Soriano might end up being redundant.
Yeah, that is true.
And I think they'll keep Soriano over Wells, personally, because people like Soriano. I don't think Vernon Wells commands any great love for
people. Well, Soriano's also a better player.
I'm not even going there. I'm just saying the intangible aspect of it, you know, the monetary business where people like Soriano, Wells, no one gives a crap about.
Is it unrealistic to expect another 30 home run, 100 RBI a year out of Mark Teixeira?
No, it could happen. Like Andrew said, Bautista came back from his injury and he's dingering it up.
Yeah, I agree.
Dingering it up.
I don't think it's unrealistic. I mean, no more unrealistic than it's been.
Yeah.
He's kind of been
pretty
fallen off since.
Maybe this wrist injury is just what he needed to turn the corner, and he'll be good again.
Yay.
Positive thoughts, people. Positive.
That's what you needed. An injury.
Good times.
Do you think the Yanks stick to plan 189 next year?
Did we answer that one already? Or did we just talked about it?
I think we just talked about it.
Right, well, same answer as before. I think it depends on A-Rod's situation. If he is suspended and we don't have to pay him, then yes, I think they stick with plan 189. If they do, no.
How much money would they save if he's suspended for the whole year next year?
25 million?
25, I think, yeah.
Boy. Yeah, I think they'll spend that money and that money only.
Which will probably go into Kendo's pocket.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can they field a competitive, compelling team under Plan 189?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think that. Not with the contracts they have on the books. You know, most teams could easily field a competitive team for that much money, but not with the contracts the Yankees have.
Exactly. You can't combine a budget restriction like that with those terrible contracts.
If you blew it all up and started from scratch, yes. If you're going off the framework that we have to operate under where, like, five players are making the bulk of that money, no way.
Exactly.
I think they can field a competitive team if everything breaks right, but I think I mean that's asking for too much if it is indeed that way. So I don't think
we've seen this year's a perfect example of what happens when things do not break right.
Yes.
When they break wrong, they break left, they break down, they break dance.
Yes. How many catchers will the Yankees keep on the roster? Who will it be?
Two. What? Roster for when?
I'm guessing next season, and it says who do they trade or release.
Two.
The sad fact is I would hope to say Stewart, but they're not going to.
I think Cervelli ends up on the wrong end of that stick.
Probably. Yeah, I think.
On the chopping block?
I think Cervelli's Yankee career is done.
Yeah. Sadly, probably is.
I think so, too.
Like, that's the end of it. He'll go to, like, the Padres or someone, and
someone will sign him
and play somewhat well, and someone's gonna be like, why didn't the Yankees keep him, blah blah blah.
Yeah, Yeah, the same thing. They said the same thing about Russell Martin.
Yep.
But I think they'll go into spring training next year, and they'll probably make a decision at some point between Romine or Murphy, and then they'll send the loser down to AAA, even though they should just cut Stewart, but I think they really like having the veteran presence back up.
Can they... Chris Stewart doesn't have options left.
No, I don't think
so. In more ways than one.
So I don't know if they would send him down because
no, they'll keep Stewart as the backup and they'll send one of Murphy or Redline down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Agreed. All right. Consensus.
I feel like Murphy is going to be in AAA next April and we'll all be annoyed.
Yay. Who would you rather have? Jason Nix with no right arm or Raul Albanez with no right leg?
Jason Nix.
Well,
actually, no. I'll change that. Raul Albanez with no leg because then he couldn't play the outfield.
Exactly. But then he couldn't hit. Yeah. How could he hit?
Says you.
Or run the bases.
As long as he hit home runs, he wouldn't have to.
Yeah, he could hobble his way.
He could wheel.
He could crawl.
The humbler could take him around the bases.
Why would the humbler agree to that?
Because the humbler does what we tell it to.
No, it doesn't.
It kills us.
It does sometimes.
For all we know, the humbler took his leg.
Sometimes it's friendly.
Yep.
Yeah, I would go with Ibanez, no right leg.
Ibanez, because...
Dingers.
Jason Nix is my personal hate vessel.
Well, yeah, if Nix doesn't have an arm, he's literally useless.
He's literally useless anyway. Like, he has all of his limbs.
He has no use at all. No hypothetical use with a missing limb.
He's not even an idea.
I believe that is all.
What about Rorschach's question?
I'm not answering that.
Well, we're supposed to, though.
Well, should the Steinbrenner sell the team? I mean, like, that's not really, like... We have... No.
How do we answer that?
Like, should they? I don't give a shit. Are they going to? No. So why are we talking about this?
Should they? Yes, I believe they should.
To me.
So yeah, that's about it.
I mean, if they're gonna spend like this, maybe they should. Maybe get the fuck out. Maybe get like someone who's going to actually want to build a team.
They should sell the team to Greg for $10.
Sold. I'll run it like it should be run.
I'll throw in a $5.
Deal.
Yeah, I think we'll all, you know, be shareholders.
With our blogger coin.
I think we should start a Kickstarter to buy the Yankees.
Goal. Shouldn't take too long.
I think we should start doing that. I think we should start a Kickstarter.
Alright. So, again, I am going with left ass cheek. Well, as we forgot to do this last week because I don't know, it was depressing. But anyway, here's our Yankee and Mitre of the week. There you go, Waffles. Yankee of the week, Waffles, go.
Yankee of the week. This is Corota.
What happened this week? I don't even remember.
A lot of bad things.
I think I just blanked it out.
Corota because he outpitched Kershaw. That's why.
Okay.
That's my reasoning.
Jason?
Was that this week?
Yes.
Yep.
Or was since the last podcast?
We didn't really name anything last week, so.
Yeah, so.
So whatever.
We'll go.
Still going with it.
That's fine. Just pretend. I really don't remember anything. Skip me. Go somebody else.
All right. So Andrew, who's your choice?
Ivan Nova.
Okay. Now we're back to you, Jason.
What about you?
What?
You?
I'll tell you my answer after I get yours.
What the hell?
I run this podcast. Damn it.
Yes.
Who else was good?
Yes. No. Wonder who my answer really is.
Nunez. Nunez, I'll give Nunez because he hit that one game.
Exactly. There you go.
I'm going with Austin Romine.
Oh!
Ooh.
Shots fired.
Wow.
He's my bromine. He's gromined on me.
Whoa.
That's my thing with him now. So yeah, Austin Romine. Okay, Mitra of the Week, waffles, go.
Jason Nix, because you fell on your ass and I hate you.
Yeah, pretty, it's hard to argue that. Andrew?
Andy Pettit, because you need to retire.
Okay.
Yes.
Also hard to argue. Jason?
Phil Hughes, because he needs to retire.
Rivera, because who blows saves?
God.
You, sir.
What a dick.
Retire, sir. Just retire.
Take your chair of broken dreams and get the hell off my team. We have no use for you.
Don't leave us alone. We're just kidding.
No, so really, my Mitra of the Week is probably Adam Warren. Don't go for that ball, you jerk. And we win last night's game, or Wednesday's game. And he hasn't really been pitching well recently.
Nope.
Yep.
Over the last month, he has a 6.17 ERA.
That's not good.
That's analysis.
Right. Quality. All right, so that's it, right?
That's it.
Oh, the end.
Yeah. All right. So, well, not goodbye. We still have to do our shameless self-promotions.
Oh, okay.
And I say we even add, like, you know, our Twitter handles onto this just to really shamefully self-promote ourselves.
Nah,
okay. We'll just stick with the regular Twitter handle here, at Pinstripe Bible. That is our Twitter handle. Again,
it does not have a D.
Again, Pinstripe Bible has no D.
We lack D.
We lack the D. You can find us on iTunes. Again, thanks to Andrew. Good job, Andrew.
Thank you.
Subscribe to us at where are we, Andrew?
It's just Pinstripe Alley Podcast.
All right. And as always,
that also does not have a D.
No.
Nope.
There's no D in that. No, there's a D in podcast. But
there's no D.
There's no D in the alley.
No. Right. We always love your tweet bag questions. So either tweet us your tweet bag questions or post them on the site. Andrew will always, as always, provide a fan shot where you can ask us your questions. And again, keep posting those gifts, people, because Lord knows we need them right now more than ever. So, for Waffles, or Tanya, Andrew, and Jason, I'm Greg Kirkland. I'm giving you a raise, and bring up J.R. Murphy now.
Jason Nix.
He said Jason Nix.
I did not.
We're not coming back anymore.
You're lying.